BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Oh, hello. I'm very sorry. I know you're not here for me. So I'm sorry to jump in and take over your ears for a second, but I just wanted to tell you about my new podcast. It's called Classical Fix, and it's basically me, Clemmie Burton Hill, each week talking to a massive music fan. People like Sean Keaveney, Clara Amfo, Bobby Friction, Gemma Kearney, Dev, Edith Bowman, an amazing guest list. I mix them a classical playlist before they come in the studio, just a few tracks. They have a listen, they come in, and we just see where the conversation goes. We have all the chats, all the feels. They definitely tell me pretty frankly what they thought. If you'd like to give classical music a go, but you haven't got a clue where to start, this is where you start. Just go to BBC Sounds and search for Classical Fix to subscribe. Now then, as you were.
Hello, you're listening to Music Planet Road Trip, the podcast that transports you to every corner of the globe with music as your guide. In this episode, journalist Beto Arcos is our guide through the narco corridos, or drug ballads, of Mexico. This is a controversial and often graphic song form, so a warning right from the off that this road trip will contain some descriptions of violence and drug use.
I'm Beto Arcos. I'm in a Mexican restaurant not far from downtown Los Angeles. I come here a couple times a month to get my fix for a special kind of Mexican food, birria, spicy goat stew. This is not an upscale restaurant. It's a place where working-class people, mostly Mexican and Central American immigrants, come to eat good Mexican food, watch a football game, and listen to music. Playing right now in the jukebox is a band called Los Tucanes de Tijuana. The song is called El Borrego, the Sheep. Let's listen. This song is considered a narco corrido, or drug ballad. It tells the story of a character nicknamed El Borrego, the Sheep, and his trials and tribulations as a drug smuggler. It's important to note that since 2006, it's reported that more than 150,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence in Mexico. And there are more than a dozen cases of musicians who have been killed by organized crime, some of them associated with the narco corrido genre and targeted for singing songs that favor allegiance to a particular cartel. Los Tucanes de Tijuana is one of the best-known groups that plays this kind of music and other styles. But there are many more groups, both in Mexico and the USA. In fact, the musical style or genre called narco corrido is not a recent phenomenon. The corrido style of writing a song that tells a story of a character or an incident goes back 400 years, during the golden age of Spanish literature called El Siglo de Oro, the Century of Gold, with such writers as Miguel de Cervantes and Lope de Vega in Spain, and Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz in Mexico, to name a few. And one could even take it further back into history and connect the corrido singers with the minstrels or troubadours that flourished in the Middle Ages in southern France. Now, there are two types of Mexican corridos, the short verse style that flourished in northern Mexico in the mid-1800s, and the long verse and more complex style that continues to thrive in central Mexico. Both of these corrido styles also were very popular during the Mexican Revolution. I'm here to tell you all about narco corridos. Let's listen to one of the first ever recorded called El Contrabandista, or The Contraband Trafficker, recorded in 1934 in San Antonio, Texas, by Juan Gaitán and Frank Cantú. You'll notice that back then, the only instruments used were two guitars, no accordion. The lyrics say, "Pay attention, gentlemen, to what I'm about to sing. I gambled my luck against those notorious federal agents. I began by selling champagne, tequila, and Havana rum, but what I didn't know is how much a prisoner suffers. Very soon, I bought a car and some land with a house on it. Little did I know that I soon would be going to the penitentiary. For selling cocaine, morphine, and marijuana, they took me prisoner at 2 o'clock in the morning." Here is El Contrabandista, performed by Juan Gaitán and Frank Cantú.
Pongan cuidado, señores, lo que aquí voy a cantarle. Me puse a rifar mi suerte con los mentas federales. Comencé a vender champán, tequila y vino habanero. Pero es que yo no sabía lo que sufre un prisionero. Muy pronto compré automóvil, propiedad con residencia, sin saber que en poco tiempo iba a ir a la penitencia.
Next, we'll be listening to my all-time favorite group from northern Mexico, Los Alegres de Terán. This group from a small town near Monterrey, Mexico, perfected the singing style of two voices in harmony, first and second voice. They recorded hundreds of corridos, ballads, and rancheras or country songs, and also a few corridos about drug smuggling. Here are Los Alegres de Terán with a corrido recorded in the early 60s called Carga Blanca or White Load. The lyrics say, they crossed the Rio Grande just about sunset with plenty of white cargo that they had to sell. They arrived in San Antonio without any trouble, and they went right away to Navidad Street. Here's Los Alegres de Terán with a corrido called Carga Blanca.
Llegaron a San Antonio sin ninguna novedad. Y se fueron de a la calle Navidad. En una casa de piedra entraron José y Ramón, y en la troca se quedó esperándolo Simón. $800 les pago don Nicanor, y le entregaron la carga, eso sí de lo mejor.
The next corrido is considered a game changer. It's called Contrabando y Traición, Contraband and Treason. The irony is that the composer, Ángel González, who was living in Los Angeles at the time, wrote it as just one more song and never imagined it would cause such an impact. Author Elijah Wald writes in his book titled Narco Corrido, A Journey into the Music of Drugs, Guns and Guerrillas, that González told him that the characters and the story of this corrido are all fictional. He completely made it up. Well, thanks to this song, the band that recorded it in 1974 went on to become the most important band of the corrido genre, Los Tigres del Norte.
Pasaron por San Clemente, los paró la emigración, les pidió sus documentos, les dijo de dónde son, ellos eran de San Antonio.
The story of the fictional Camelia La Tejana, told in this corrido, starts at the U.S.-Mexico border and unfolds in Los Angeles. The lyrics say, they departed from San Isidro, arriving there from Tijuana. Their car tires full of bad weed. They were Emilio Varela and Camelia the Texan. They arrived in Los Angeles, then went to Hollywood. In a dark alley, they changed the tires. There, they delivered the grass and were paid. Los Tigres del Norte with Contrabando y Traición. Now I'd like to tell you the story of Chalino Sanchez, an emblematic figure of the narco corrido culture. Chalino came to Los Angeles from Mexico in the early 1980s to live with a relative. In the mid-80s, he ran into trouble with the law and was sent to jail, where he started writing corridos for other inmates. Chalino was a gifted songwriter, and when he got out of jail, he found himself in demand, writing corridos for cash. Chalino hired a band to record his corridos, but he wasn't happy with their delivery, so he decided to record them himself. The result was an authentic voice, an unfiltered singing style that appealed to many people.
Es cantar este corrido a dos hombres que mataron sin tenerles compasión. Vilmente los torturaron.
Chalino's corrido lyrics were different. He told stories with an unusual raw quality that set a new standard for narco corridos. One of his most famous corridos is called El Crimen de Culiacán, The Crime of Culiacán, written by his accordionist, Nacho Hernández. A warning, the lyrics I'm about to read are rather gruesome. They found them the other day at dawn, their intestines pouring out and a dog eating them. And a few moments later, the police arrived. Finally, in the last decade, as the U.S.-Mexico drug war rages on, the narco corrido genre has continued to grow. If you do a search on YouTube, you'll find hundreds, thousands of videos of every band, new and old, songs and complete albums. There are contemporary bands that mix the traditional style with brass and even electronic sounds, and bands that continue to play corridos and narco corridos in much the same way, with the traditional instrumentation of accordion, bajo sexto, the 12-string acoustic guitar, bass, and drums. I want to leave you now with Sergio Vega. Also known as El Chaca, Vega was the lead singer of the group Sergio Vega y sus Chacas del Norte. In June 2010, he was killed on his way to a concert in the state of Sinaloa in western Mexico. Vega was a singer of narco corridos, among other music styles. One of his early hits was the song called Las Parcelas de Mendoza, or Mendoza's Land Plots. The song tells the story of a peasant who buys a few plots of land, not knowing that the land is being used to grow marijuana plants. The closing lyrics say, "Trust can kill a man, as the saying goes." That's why Mingo Mendoza was a prisoner for a while. When he bought the property, he did not check on the land plots. Here is Sergio Vega El Chaca with the narco corrido Las Parcelas de Mendoza.
Dicen que ya era muy tarde cuando la siembra miraron, pones inmediatamente a Pasingán regresaron y un helicóptero verde otro día les mandaron. Federal, al ver sola aquella siembra, cerraron todos los puentes, caminos y carreteras, cortaron todas las luces, el pueblo quedó en tinieblas.
Our thanks to Beto Arcos for this Music Planet road trip. If you haven't already done so, do check out the entire series by going to BBC Sounds and searching for Music Planet Road Trip. And don't forget to subscribe whilst you're there.
Enjoyed this podcast? Discover more music, radio and podcasts on BBC Sounds.